Can I just start by getting your name and the group you're here with today?
Sure. I'm Alexa Conradi from the Quebec Women's Federation, and I'm acting as one of the spokeswomen for the event today.
Right. And so, could you just explain a little bit about what the action's about and what the feeling's been so far today?
Sure. Well, the action is actually in the follow-up of many different ones that started 2 years ago. And the reason why we're here is that the Quebec government announced that they'd be introducing a $200 health tax, which is starting this year. They've also announced, as we all know, the increase in fees for university education. And so people will be paying over $3,700 in a very short amount of time. And then also they will be increasing hydro. In 2 years, we'll all be paying 20% more for our hydro bill. So when you look at all those measures combined, the middle class and the lower income families are not going to be able to send their kids to school the way they wanted to. People are going to feel really the budget pressures. And so we feel that it's really the end of our, not the end, but the... It's an attack on a kind of society that we thought we'd had, where there was a certain social cohesion, a sense of social justice, a quality of access to public services. So we decided, after years of doing various forms of mobilization, we'd been doing demonstrations, we have done training sessions all across the province, people have met with their MPs, we've written briefs. I mean, we've done everything we could. So given that the government's not listened in any way, shape, or form, they've given no sign at all, we decided that it was time to touch a symbol that really speaks to Jean Charest, and that symbol is the one of the stock market. And so we know that by blocking the stock market, what we're doing is we're touching on a symbol of the 1%, but we're also talking to the very closest people to the government. And what we want to do is get them to actually start listening to us. So we have actually, the first time in Montreal's history, shut down the stock exchange. And there are people from women's centers, from social housing groups, from workers from different organizations. We have people in the student movement. And so, you know, from about 18 years old up until 75 years old, and we have about 300 people blocking all the doors. They've shut it down. And then there have been hundreds of people also supporting them. So, you know, it's a successful action because it's actually one that, takes a lot of preparation. And people have to be prepared to, face whatever happens in the course of an action like this. But right now, we're pretty proud of what we've accomplished.
Is there any plan? Obviously, it's too soon to know what the government's reaction is going to be, but is there a plan? Are there plans for a follow-up? There's the budget is supposed to be coming out in the next few weeks or month. Are there next steps planned, or is it one
well,
at a time?
So, as you know, there are students are already on strike, so that movement, this part of the movement will continue, but, you know, the student struggle isn't just a struggle for students. It's a struggle for access to education for all, regardless of wealth. And so, you know, we'll all be part of that struggle over the next few weeks. The budget is coming up. The women's movement will be holding March 8th activities for International Women's Day, and we'll be talking about these issues. So in a sense, we're not always going to be doing everything together in a big way, but we're going to be all working towards the similar goals. And that is that the government, actually unplugs its ears and listens a little bit to the people as opposed to the 1%. And so hopefully by the time the budget comes around, they'll show some sign of listening. And we hope that they don't act like the way we see with the Harper government that really is very authoritarian, doesn't listen. Well, you know, that's not the kind of government we're used to having here, so hopefully they'll actually listen.
One last question. The action today is across the street from where the Occupy camp was throughout the fall and into December. Can you talk about how this fits into the kind of general context of people seemingly becoming fed up with a government that doesn't listen to 1%, that is out for themselves and is absorbing all the wealth in our society?
Well, certainly we're in a similar kind of movement in the sense that, you know, around the world we see that the governments of the world have aligned with the main financial interests to shut down the public services, to increase the disparity between the wealthy and the poor. And so in the sense that we're just sort of a different method but a similar goal, and that is to create more justice for people. And the reason why women's movement, for example, is in the middle of this is because what we find is that because women are paid 74 cents for every dollar that men make in a year, we find that these increases just make our lives that much more difficult. And the other thing is, you know, women, where do we work? We work on the front lines of the community groups. We're in the front lines of the health centers. We are the teachers of this world. We're the nurses. And what we're seeing is the people we meet are having more they're struggling more and more to make all ends meet and to give their children the same opportunities that they had when they were in their early years. And so all of that combined makes us say, you know, that it's time for the 99% to speak up and be heard. Actually, we have been speaking up, but it's now time for that 1% to actually listen.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
appreciate it.